Proclamation number 240, dated the December 28, 1937. God and nature. Consciously working at attaining perfection. My child, write down what the Lord in His love has prepared for you. Life as a whole is based on a sequence of divinely devised lawful processes which you simply describe as nature. Each individual stage of development is, so to speak, a process of lawful course of action which should make you recognize the Creator. The whole regularity must be subject to a will, and particularly life in nature testifies to divine influence. Everything that was created around you is a miracle. It is a constantly upwards pointing event which you earthly human beings merely allow to bypass you ineffectively because, as a result of its ever-repeating regularity, you lack all understanding for such miracles. Divine will alone animates everything and ordains that these miracles will continually take place in the world, yet the human being, who should tremble at the sight of these miracles and every day look up in reverence to the Creator of all of this, tries to find an explanation which is more appropriate to his life, to his thinking, and uses the word, Natare instead of, God, yet the meaning is the same. The only difference is that he acknowledges with this word what eternally repeats itself in the universe but not the intervention of a higher power in the fate of every individual being, and that a connection can be established between every, even the smallest, being and this higher power by using its own will. All this is not acknowledged by them even though they forever observe the events in nature and must acknowledge them. This also explains the diversity in faith. The personal intervention, the help given by God's love as a result of heartfelt prayer, the cautioning of unbelieving earthly children, all this they don't want to see. They only believe what they can see every day and therefore cannot deny, for in daily occurrences and in the lawful repetitions of all natural events they cannot acknowledge that a higher will is at the bottom of it, that everything has been arranged in this way for a specific purpose and that this purpose is once again merely the perfection of each individual being. Thus, the human being only ever recognizes what he can see and touch, but where faith should help him overcome his lack of knowledge he rejects it. Nevertheless, in regular intervals a continuous growth and decay can be observed in nature, and the human being can expect exactly the same. Is the thought therefore not far more likely that the divine being, who is in charge of all events in nature, also takes care of the human being and that his growth, his development, is likewise subject to his will? And if the human being is guided by a divine will, why does he then maintain his opinion that a connection with this divinity is impossible for him? Only when he consciously looks for this connection will an aspiration towards perfection be conceivable. Making a conscious effort in order to advance higher is the actual purpose of earthly existence, and precisely this consciousness is lacking in the earthly children. For this reason they so easily reject the gift from heaven, the Word of God. For this reason they find it so difficult to acknowledge something that deviates from daily events and yet is so easy to believe if only they would bear in mind that not a single being is capable of shaping its life from beginning to end of its own will. It will, time after time, be subject to strokes of fate. It will always sense the intervention of a higher power, even if it tries to deny the same. For is any human being capable of protecting himself from such misfortunes? If only you would think about it, you would have to waver in your conviction that you are the sole master of your destiny. In that case you must also acknowledge the eternal deity, who holds your life and fate in his hands, and then you must also believe, Only then will you be certain that you are subject to divine will and also feel like children of this deity. You will take refuge in prayer, which unites the child with the father, and also experience the blessings of prayer on yourselves, and only then will you consciously work at attaining your perfection. Amen.